And welcome back to another exciting episode of Hot Takes, episode two redo. Welcome. I'm Simon, by the way. I don't know why I'm here. They just make me come.
We like you, that's why.
Did I owe you a contract or a favor or something? Did I lose a bet? Is that why I'm back?
No, there
Is
is a
that
verbal contract though. Every, $100 that we make goes directly to me.
Okay, so I just want people to know that there is a video portion of this, but you'll have to go the extra features on YouTube to find it. And you can see our beloved picture of our producer Marlo, which
Hey,
is
Marlo.
Marlo is currently behind me because Marlo again was unable to join us because I think there was a sale on hot dog buns or something. And Marlo had to go get them because he's running something with his daughter's school or something, and he had to buy the hot dog bun. So I really
Oh.
didn't understand the email, so he couldn't come.
Gotcha. Well, it looks like he's at the beach there and it looks like he's having fun. So
Oh yeah,
we'll
this is pre-marriage, so that's why he looks like he's happy.
jeez. Well, I guess that could be the case for everyone. That's why
Maybe
I'm not
his
married.
dad, he's got to go buy hot dog buns for the school, something. I don't know, like social maybe? I don't know. I wasn't really trying to inquire. I just wanted to move along for that conversation as possible. So we're not here to discuss producer Marlo, but if you want to see producer Marlo, he is on the back of me and he's there. So what are we watching this week, Matt? What great trailers did I miss?
I have five trailers for
Five.
movies that are coming up.
I don't want to see them. Do I want to see any of them?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
So we can get started with this. First one, The Conjuring, Last Rites. Are you a Conjuring guy?
I do enjoy these films because I like Vera Farmiga a lot.
Me too. I love the original movie. I think it's one of the best horror movies ever made. And they
Absolutely.
all kind of go off the rail after that. This one looks like it's basically more of the same, just kind of jump scares, a lot of noises. But Vera Farmiga's
Perfect.
in it, Patrick Wilson's in it. I think
Brilliant.
it could be a perfect, September, October thing to go check out in the theater.
Well, that's why it's coming out, right? Because it's getting close
I
to Halloween.
believe it comes out in this week.
Okay, so when I go into one of these horror movies and I watch a horror movie and I see Patrick Wilson, my eyes just kind of roll in the back of my head.
I love Patrick Wilson.
He is just like, wow, I could have been an actor. What was I doing? He's not very good. I think I can act just as good as he could.
He's got such a calming presence in these Conjuring movies that I like when he's in it.
Well, I like when he looks all flustered and it's the same look he gives every movie.
Hey, he's the man.
He's the man for doing Normal Man.
Yeah, I think that's good for horror,
It should be Warren should be these films actually. Our friend Warren, which you know what? Maybe next time we do this, I'll put a picture of Warren up so people can see what we're discussing. But
Oh
right
my
now
gosh.
we have
Yeah,
producer.
we could get Warren on here. That would be fun.
Yeah. So going back, I think Patrick Wilson's like the everyman.
Agreed.
Nobody thinks he can really act better than they can, but he seems to get work.
Yeah, I mean he's good in, he's good in Insidious, he's good in the Conjuring movies.
He's no. We're giving him a little step above. I say he's adequate.
Well, okay. He's good in the role that he's given. He's effective.
Absolutely.
He's effective.
Like if I took him and put him in Bourne Identity, I think we have a problem.
Yeah, he could never be a leading man in that kind of a story.
He could
No.
be a leading man in Marlowe's daughter's grade eight play, let's be honest.
Maybe. So now let's ask the number one horror question. Do you like Conjuring better than Insidious?
Yes.
I say, me too. I think Insidious is good. Conjuring is great. Even
Were
though
they
Conjuring
both
came out afterwards.
Insidious? Oh no, I love the first Insidious.
More than The Conjuring.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't.
But I don't like the franchise in the whole. I only like the first film.
I don't like Fran. Yeah, I don't like sequels at all, but.
I disagree. I think there are some solid sequels.
Yeah, that could be a topic for discussion at another time.
Empire Strikes Back, really?
Oh,
Godfather.
all right. I don't. That's not a sequel. I mean, okay. That's. I think that's more like one big long movie caught up into parts. I'm talking about Conjuring 2, Conjuring 3, Insidious 2, Insidious 3.
Leprechaun 3, then the best in the franchise. Then I'll put that up against anything you have to say.
Really? I've never watched any of those movies,
Well, there you
so
go. Leprechaun
maybe I
3 is
should.
my favorite
Wow. Okay.
series. I mean, the first one is Leprechaun with Jennifer Aniston. Second
Yeah, I
one,
know
he
that she's in
goes to
it.
the hood. He fights the hood people. Third one, they go to Vegas, is my favorite one.
All right, well, I'll take your word on that.
And like how Friday the 13th, 4, I think is the best one when they make zombie Jesus. I mean, zombie of Jason.
I don't watch any of, I've actually never seen any of them. I mean, I know the parts that happen in them, but I've never sat down and watched any Friday the 13th movie.
And hold on, you're a horror buff and you don't watch this stuff?
Not that. I've never watched it. I've only seen the original Nightmare on Elm Street. I've never watched any of those movies.
A skip two.
I know three is popular, but yeah, no, I've never.
Two's
One of
decent.
these.
Skip one, three, and watch Jason. I think you're good.
All right.
Well, don't watch two. That's when
Okay.
Freddy's able to like jump bodies and it's bizarre. Like I don't think. I would argue Halloween franchise is my favorite.
I've only seen one and three. Well, and I saw the 2017 one too.
I've seen all of them.
There's like 10 of them.
Seen them all.
Ridiculous.
I haven't watched all the puppet. I've not watched any Puppet Masters yet, but I'm rectifying that this year.
Oh, we just covered Puppet Master One.
Yeah.
I actually just posted the review
Oh, sorry.
last
That's
week.
on the moviebuff.net for people to know. And this guy behind me,
On
Bruno, he runs
at
it.
the movie buff, yes, the moviebuff.net. 2 months of terror started September 1st, so check it out.
Okay. We've done Conjuring. Is anything else worth watching, Matt?
Well, let's see. That was the only horror movie. Now, the next one is Splitsville, which is a rom-com. It's got Dakota Johnson in it, if you like her.
There's nothing wrong with looking at her.
Fun to look at, exactly. It was a weird one. I don't know. It didn't look good. It was like kind of over the top, dark humor, and you know, it's just about couples that are swapping and not really my cup of tea.
Was like a porn I just watched.
I basically
He
it's
said
looked like it
swapping,
was
so I think I saw that.
as close to being porn without actually being porn kind of a
Well, then
thing.
I've lost interest already.
Yeah, right. Why do that
Somebody
when you could just,
swapping, and then I thought I was going to get some excitement with Dakota Johnson.
I mean, you know, she's there, so that's exciting.
That is exciting. So what, I got an idea. Maybe I should watch the movie and put a wife swap on at the same time on my computer.
You could do that.
So then I could have the film I really wanted to happen and then watch this at the same time.
This, don't call me when you're doing that, though. That would be the
No,
only
no, no.
thing.
I usually call Marlo actually when I.
Yeah, I don't want to be anywhere near your room when that's
So
going on.
who else is in the film? Just Johnson?
She was the only person I knew. I'd have to look up anyone else, but it definitely was not something that.
So you're making me do work now. You want me to actually look this up?
I got it. I got it. Hold on. Hold on.
So what could
So,
make this film better? Should we have the guys from Scream show up, or Jason, or and
no,
just kick
it's just
around?
honestly, it's a comedy that just to me doesn't look funny. It doesn't appeal to me. Here's the other people: Adria Arjona.
Oh.
No idea who that is. Michael Angelo Covino,
Oh.
Kyle Marvin.
So
Yeah,
this is
none of
an
these.
independent film.
Is
This
it, now
like
say again?
probably shot for $5,000 in Marlowe's backyard.
Potentially. Except Dakota Johnson would cost more than that.
Well, Marlowe can pony up with all his
Well,
look at his face. This guy can sell anything.
has his parts are that of legend, so maybe.
He can sell ice to Eskimos, this guy.
This is true.
He is.
So I
Okay,
skipped
we're passing
Splitsville.
on Splitsville, people. I don't even know who's in this, but I will watch it. You can follow me on Letterboxd, and I'm sure I'll post something about it when I see it.
Yes. All right, next, Toxic Avenger. Are you a Toxic Avenger person?
You know what? Because this was coming up, I did watch the first one finally. I had never seen it.
I've never seen the first one.
So I did. I finally watched it, so I've prepped for this one because I knew you wanted to discuss it, and I didn't want to go in cold.
It looks, you know, kind of cheesy. Peter Dinklage is in it, which is good. I mean, he could make it tolerable. He's a good actor and he's fun.
Let's start there. Is he?
So, are you a Game of Thrones person?
He had one good character.
What? But
He's
one
the
over
negative PI of the Game of Thrones universe, okay?
one good
Ozark
character
had one good
over
character.
7 or 8 seasons, though. So he's in a lot.
Ozark had 9 seasons Magnum PI. You want to keep going into this?
I used to love
Starsky and
Magnum PI.
Hutch. They didn't go anywhere.
Death at a Funeral, also he's good in that. If you've,
That is an excellent script, and that's based off a British film that was done first. So that's a remake. Thank
oh,
you.
he's in the British one though.
Yes, he's in both. Playing
So
the
yeah, you're right. The British one's way better. The American one's
same
terrible.
same character in both films. Really hard work to do.
Yes, Right,
It
but
takes
it's that's a
twice
good
the same role.
role for him. But this Toxic Avenger, I don't know.
Well,
Again, it's
playing a
like not.
sword. Well, he's also in that other film. Oh, come on, Elf, playing the same character.
Elf, the Will Ferrell movie?
Yeah, he's an elf.
Wow, I don't remember. I haven't seen it in a long
The
time.
book guy. When they go to the book meeting, he's the guy that writes all the children's books.
I mean, I guess if you need a little person, he's the guy to go to.
Well, might as well. I mean, how many can there be? Because the other guy from Star Wars is too old, so.
Who is bro Frank Oz?
No, not Frank Oz. The guy that played the
Oh,
Ewok.
Warwick Davis.
There we go. Marlo loves him. Marlo's got like a picture of him signed to Mark Marlo, sorry, at home.
Have you seen Willow? Speaking of Warwick
I
Davis.
saw Willow in theaters. I'm old, man.
Wow, I grew up loving that movie.
Come on, it's got what's his face in it? Oh my God.
Kilmer. It's a good movie. I actually just watched it again a couple years ago. I mean, it's not bad. It's a little long, but it's fun.
Ron Howard, it's typical Ron
Ron
Howard.
Howard, yeah.
It's no Lady Hawk. Lady Hawk. So
No,
let's go back to this. Toxic Avenger. Are
okay.
you gonna watch it?
Nah, I don't watch like stuff like that.
Well, see, I do. So I will watch Toxic Avenger, and again, Letterboxd is the best place to find out. I like slocky horror movies and slocky action movies. I love them.
Okay,
Do I
okay.
expect this to be good? Not at all. The original is a pile of crap. So there's my argument. I always want them to remake crap better. So let's hopefully they do it.
Okay, sounds good. You ready for another one?
I guess so, if you have one.
I got two more for you. I got The Roses,
Oh.
which I watched the trailer,
Did you
and
skip?
I still don't know what it's about. It's some kind of a comedy. It's got Allison Janney, who's funny, that Benjamin Thunderbolt, whatever his name is. What's that guy's name with the crazy name? Benjamin
Cumberbatch.
Benedict, yeah, that's it. Benedict Cumberbatch, and a bunch of Saturday Night Live people.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's got what's her face? Kate McKinnon.
She's in it, yep.
I did read. Okay.
Yeah, and
Let's
some other
start with
people.
Cumberbatch. I think what's her face, Olivia Williams, is wonderful. Can do no wrong with me. Absolutely a great actor. Cumberbatch is like ordering a pizza from Domino's, it's always good. But it's never great.
A good analogy.
You know, you're like, I'm going to enjoy my Domino's pizza, but I'm not getting that local pizza place I didn't have time to get to because the pizza takes too long to get me where I'd get the Olivia Williams pizza.
And we had the best pizza ever in Montreal, so we know pizza.
Yes, we do. That pizza. That was a Benedict Cumberbatch pizza. Oh, it's just not good.
A long wait and lower than expectations. Gotcha.
Yeah. So when you see Cumberbatch act, you got a long wait. You're like, oh, he's gonna be good. And you're like, nope, he's just okay. He's
I
never
think I've o the
better.
only thing I've ever seen him in is 1917, and he's in such a minor role.
Oh, I've seen him in the many, many. It's Doctor Strange. You've never seen Doctor Strange then? You're not missing anything. He's like an above Patrick Wilson. He's that next level. There's that everyman Patrick Wilson level, and he's the next level up.
All right, okay.
He's just not great. He's never, I'd be shocked if he ever comes. He's not, he wants to be Cillian Murphy. That is his goal. But he can't get there because he's not good enough.
Ah, okay. All right.
You know, Olivia Williams is phenomenal. So we should have had her and Cillian Murphy in this, and that would probably been good.
And
But
Dakota Johnson, that would
Roses.
have been great.
It's a remake of War of the Roses, which is a great with Catherine. It's a remake,
Oh, okay.
which I have seen also.
With Katherine who Hepburn?
No, not that old. Turner, Kathleen Turner, and Michael Douglas.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right, all right,
Well,
all right.
this is just a remake. That's all.
Ah, oh, gotcha. Okay.
And once I hear Cumberbatch is in, I'm like, I can't wait to have enough
Yeah.
halfway through this because he'll just, once he comes on screen, I'm like, oh. Yeah, this pizza's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hungry. Fifth spot.
Cool.
I don't think
Well,
I'll watch it again.
I saved the best movie for last.
Is it starring Marlowe?
No, not him. It's starring again people that I don't know.
No.
Austin Butler, Matt Smith.
Oh,
I do
Cut
know
Stealing.
Zoe Kravitz. I know her.
Yes.
But the movie is Caught Stealing,
Yes.
which
This
is a
one.
like a this looks great. This is a British crime caper. Like there's a you
British?
know Yeah, well, the main guy at least is, yeah, Zoe Kravitz isn't, but, and yeah, no, it just is like, some kind of a misunderstanding, and then there's bad guys, and there's chases in New York City, and there's hot women, and it looks like a really
Hold on,
fun
back this up.
film.
How could be a British crime drama that takes place in New York City?
Well, I believe it is British Mafia or something to that effect. I know the main guy is British,
Austin
or at least
Butler's British?
he's in the preview, he's, or in the trailer, he's speaking with a British accent. It says
Yes,
he's American,
Austin
so I don't know. But in the
Butler.
trailer, they are all talking like they're British, so I don't know. But I
I
do want to
haven't
watch it.
seen
It
it.
also
I don't
it
know.
takes place in the 90s.
So this one we're going to watch. This one you're going to watch. This is what I need to know.
I definitely would watch this one. This is
Okay,
the
so
only one.
people, we're gonna. I love Matt Smith, so he can do no wrong with me.
Okay, I don't know if I've ever seen him in
He's
anything.
Doctor Who. He plays Doctor Who.
Oh, all right. I don't know,
And he
though. He's
pops up in a
English.
few films here and there. I don't really know his work, but everything I read about the guy says he's nice, so I'm gonna give him a credit. I'm giving him a pass for now.
He's English,
He's English, yes.
according to this thing. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's an American film, but yeah, it sounded like everybody in the preview was speaking with a British accent. So, and the British always make the best crime movies,
They do.
I think. So there you have it. I say The Conjuring if you just want a fun horror movie to watch for the season, and Caught Stealing for anything else that you want to watch.
Okay. I have a little bit of movie news using a little more prepared because I've had a busy week. I
Hey,
didn't have time. Born Six, do you care?
well, say again.
Born Six, Jason Bourne.
Oh, Jason Bourne. No, I saw the first Bourne movie a long time ago, and that's it.
That's it?
I've never seen any other ones.
Wow, really? I'm trying to find something. It's like the deadest week of movie news ever. Oh, what the hell? Okay, here is something that drives me nuts. Lord of the Rings, The Hunt for Gollum gets exciting filming update. Do we need more Lord of the Rings films? Like,
You're good.
what do you mean? Because I'm a junkie. I'll watch anything.
I've only seen the first one, and it's the only movie that I ever fell asleep in the theater watching.
I completely understand. Like, I'm not saying you shouldn't, but I would understand if you're not a junkie like I am. You know,
One
I'm
of these
Lord of the Rings junkie, so I'm totally fine with them making more. But if you're not into that crap, it's a sleeper of a movie.
Winter days, I'm gonna like kind of get through watching all of them. I think I'd like to try them out, but
What do you think of Jennifer Lawrence? Robert Pattinson's got a new movie coming out. Do you care?
do not care. Although I do love
Really?
Robert Pattinson. I have seen a few movies with him. I just recently watched Good Time, which is amazing if you haven't seen it. Really good.
Fast Brothers, I've seen it.
I love it, and I'm a fan of The Lighthouse. He does good when he does movies, actual films. He's a great actor.
You love The Lighthouse. That movie is bizarre.
I thought it was cool. Thought it was really cool.
Okay, last film. It's got our favorite person to discuss, Sydney Sweeney.
Again, another one?
She's got some, well, she's the hot new actress, so we have to watch horror films. Something called Sports. I think it's a boxing movie, maybe. Do we care? Probably not.
Boxing? Eh.
I love boxing. I watch all the boxing movies.
I'm Rocky, that's about it. Rocky one, none of the other ones.
I didn't bring in trivia this week because you told me a lot of trivia to have somebody else on, so you have no trivia this week.
Okay, well, that's it. You can make up for it with harder trivia next time.
I guess so. So, do you have anything to promote? This would be a good time, like the moviebuff.net October horror special or.
Definitely the moviebuff.net. We're doing 2 months of terror, which
Two
started
months?
on
2 months?
Labor Day. 2 months. Yep. We start Labor Day was Monday. So we are going Monday, Labor Day to Halloween Day.
And what
So
are we going to be covering? Do you have any idea?
we've already covered a lot of stuff. Coming up, I'm going to be covering Twin Peaks, the TV series, which I'm watching right now, and then the movies. And then, yeah, just lots of horror, lots of different things. Lots of different reviewers covering some film festivals and stuff. So, yeah, it'll be a fun time.
And what about buying a book on horror? Do you know a good place to buy a book on horror?
You can always check out mattdechristo.com and support an indie writer.
Sounds positive. Till next time on the Hot Takes.
Ooh.